Paul, guessing you were looking for a bit quicker start from your team, so you get one 13 seconds in, and then another with 1 second left in the period. Did you feel that maybe that was one of your better first periods in a while?
Not really. I thought we were okay. You know, I thought we were good coming off back-to-back. It was a good start for us. We've had stronger. I thought we handled the style of game right up until they made it 3-1 pretty well. So it was okay. It was good.
Did you, once it was 3-1, did you feel that, was your team sitting back? Was it an energy type of thing?
They were really good. We weren't so good.
Five games in 8 days, did that factor into it in your eyes?
I don't think so. I'm not putting it there. A lot of the guys that play bigger minutes for us were, they're fatigued, but they were still able to drive through. You know, they were, I have a whole lot of them, but I thought a bunch of our older guys were pretty good.
And can you put into perspective what Lauren has been able to do here, sometimes going weeks between starts and stepping right in and facing a lot of shots almost every time he plays?
So for a reasonably young goaltender in the NHL, in terms of experience, he's figured the most important thing out. If you're not playing a lot of games or you're not playing big minutes, then you got to make sure that you push yourself as hard as you possibly can in practice. And you can't let the demons of how many starts am I getting or how much ice time am I getting affect how you push yourself in practice. So he's been quietly a good leader for our group. He plays practices really, really hard so that when he gets into that game, it's just a continuation of what he's doing. And I think he's been just an outstanding acquisition for our team.
How much of that is mental, Paul?
All of it. So I would suggest maybe I've overstated it. I would say 90% of it's mental. So what he does is he works really hard in the summer, so he comes to camp in great shape. So he's never behind it. And he's been able, and I've talked about this a bunch of times, in his first couple of practices, he was wired right from the start in training camp, earned the trust of the hockey team and the players, more importantly, the players in front of him. And then he just pushed himself at a really, really high level. So once you have that physical base that you can push yourself hard, because if you don't have that base, you can't push yourself as hard, or you're playing catch-up in a league that doesn't allow you to, then it's all mental. Really, really strong young man.
500th NHL point for Brian Little. I mean, what can you say about his effort, especially in the last couple of weeks here?
I would say over the last 2 or 3 years. Brian does whatever job we ask. He's playing with young players. He's been trying to be a good example again and a good mentor, and he's another one of those guys tonight. He competed right from the start to finish, and he does that every night. I think he's not underappreciated by the people here, but I think because of his numbers aren't quite as high as they were maybe a couple of years ago or playing with Blake Wheeler, that you think his play is dropped off, and the fact is it hasn't. He's a better player now than he's ever been.
I understand there's a bounce on the goal, but why do you think your group's been so good 4-4 the last couple of years specifically?
We skate very, very well. We're going to put six forwards out on the ice over a three-line rotation that can move, and we've got enough offensive men in the back end that can generate. It's all speed and skill. We've got a bit of...
What did you think of Niku's first game since December 4th?
3 block shots. We'll take it.
Well, what do you think of the defense as a whole? It seemed like you didn't have to overly use Jacob Trouba and Josh Morrissey. They did log big minutes.
We could have played those guys 40 minutes tonight. You know, we could have, because they've been so good. We just run them so hard because of our injuries that we... Charlie Huddy did just a brilliant job of finding the right matchup, trying to keep those minutes level. And I thought we got some really strong performances at times from all of them.
I apologize if I'm not reading between the lines correctly, but you almost seem kind of disappointed with the effort tonight, even though it was a win.
No, it's not an easy game to play. It's not... I've got a higher expectation for some of our players, and then I got guys like Josh Morrissey blocking shots off turnovers that... pretty pleased with. He's a pretty good hockey player. He's a hard player, and I just thought it was a good win in the National Hockey League. How about that?
Paul, earlier in the year I asked Brassois if he was here to support or to push Hellebuyck, and he'd said, I don't believe, or if you're not pushing them, you're not supporting that goaltender. What effect do you think his play has had on Connor Hellebuyck this year?
I don't think they're related. I don't know that... this is more personality-based on LB. He's just, you know, a wonderful teammate. And... supportive and so even keel and driven to be better, and puts him about 8 or 9 games over 500 with a wonderful statistics, and he's been just a big part of our team. I don't look at that tandem like that. He's going to get more starts based on play, but also based on schedule. He's earned them. It'll be easy to do, and we've got a couple of real good goalies. So we both have monitors on our benches, and the Hawkeyes set up for that. So for whatever reason, theirs went down. So they turn ours off until they can get theirs fixed so that there's no disadvantage on offsides and goalie interference.
Stop, but they weren't considering a challenge or anything like that?
No, there was nothing on the play. Their screens went black, and it took them a little while to turn ours off.